We begin another incredible week of learning 5 minutes of Bitachon a day through the lens of the incredible Beis HaLevi. We begin today, chapter 5, page 11 here in the Art School edition, which really follows as a direct segue of chapter 4, which usually is the way it works, is chapter 5 follows chapter 4. But the idea that we've been learning in chapter 4 is the idea about fear, is that fear is something that one should not have. And when one is becoming fearful and anxious, and there's something that seemingly is fearful, we spoke about working on tefillah, we spoke about realizing that it comes from Hashem, bitachon. But the logical next step that one might wonder is, okay, so I have a reason to be afraid. Such and such person seemingly is going to hurt me. The boss is not going to give me the raise. This bad thing is about to happen. Okay, so I'm working on my bitachon. I'm working on my tefillah. Excellent. But then what happens when the disaster strikes? What happens when in reality I am hurt by someone else? What do I do right now? And I think the logical response, and Rav David Sutton concurs that this is the intuitive response, is the person that harms us, we feel ill will towards, we bear a grudge, and we want to deal with him because he's hurting us. Says the Beis HaLevi, we got it all wrong. And we begin. V'gam be'is asher shalat adam ba'adam l'ra. Even at a moment when a person is harmfully dominated over by another person, chalila. Yavin, we have to understand. Ki hakol me'ito yisbarach. Yes, there's Bechira, and yes, there's free will. And yes, that person did not need to be the vehicle for my pain. But when I am being hurt by someone else, it is not him. God has determined that I deserve, or for whatever which reason, need that pain right now. And that person that is harming me, what is he? Rak hashivet. He is the stick. He is the rod. Asher boimanish lachayovim. That Hashem is wielding to punish those that are deserving of such. And then he quotes Psukim. An incredible idea. Let's just put this on the most simplistic levels. We're watching Reuven and Shimon get into a scuffle, and words are exchanged. And Reuven goes and completely inappropriately takes his right hand and slaps Shimon across the face. Shimon, a full finger marks on his cheek, falls flat to the ground, and Reuven walks away triumphant over his victory. Shimon gets up a few moments later, enraged, in pain. He looks at his face and he sees the red marks. Who is he enraged at? Who does he want to kill? I'm going to get back at him. He wants to find Reuven and he's going to kill him. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's equivalent to someone who gets hit by a stick, by a rod. And you go, you find that rod, you find the stick, and you start beating the stick. And you start hitting the stick and yelling at the stick. What are you doing? The stick, the rod, what did it do to you? He who was wielding the stick, he who was the one that caused the stick to hit you, that is where, yes, your anger and yes, your pleas should be directed towards. So when we are hurt, when we are harmed, when something happens to us, to direct all our energies towards that person is denying that God himself caused it to happen. Of course, that person did not need to be the vehicle. He did not need to choose to be the one. And as we mentioned, it was wrong and inappropriate, and almost never does it call that one should hit another person. Rasha l'masaka esreyecha. What are you hitting your friend for? But to be enraged towards him? To cause it to be personal? No. Step number one, says the Beis HaLevi, realize where did it come from? For whatever its reason, and that's something to try to internalize, Hashem decided that he was deserving a slap across the face. And that is where everything should be directed towards.